We are doing the Ein Yaakov and Brachot. We're up to Daf Yod Ches in the third chapter of Brachot, which in the regular Ein Yaakov editions is page Mem Tes. And the Gemara had been discussing, do the deceased know what's going on in this world? The Gemara brought a story of a chassid that's left in a graveyard and heard two spirits talking. The Gemara tried to say, from that story, we'll know that they do know what's going on in this world. Then the Gemara said, no, maybe someone else passed away and told them what was going on. Now, if you recall, this discussion really began with a conversation between Rav Yonasan and Rav Chiya, who were walking in the graveyard. And Rav Yonasan claimed that we don't have to worry about the deceased, because the verse says in Ecclesiastes, in Koheles, v'amitim inam yodim uma, the deceased, they don't know anything. So he claimed they don't know anything. And Rav Chiya told him, you're way off. You don't have tradition if you understood the verse that way. If you read it once, you didn't read it twice. If you read it twice, you didn't read it three times. You read it three times, then no one bothered explaining to you that what the verse means is it's a reference to the wicked. That the wicked, they don't know anything. That's the deceased isn't a reference to those that are deceased. Specifically, it's a reference to the wicked. So then we brought a story about Rav Chiya's own children, who were busy making ends meet, and they started forgetting their learning. They were very upset by it, that they couldn't remember everything they had learned. And then they discussed, does our father know about our suffering? So the same Rav Chiya, who had told Rav Yonasan, the deceased do know what's going on in this world, now his children are having a conversation, do the deceased know what's happening in this world? They asked one another, does our father know how much we're suffering now that we can't remember our learning? And the Gemara brings the next proof. Ta Shma. Come here, the following proof. The Ze'iri, the man by the name of Ze'iri, he was a rabbi, Havamafke Zuze Legabe Ushpezichte. He left his money by his host. He stayed, I guess, at some kind of inn. He left the money by the host. Ad'ata V'azil Lebe'chav. Till he had gone to the academy and come back, Shechiva, she passed away. Azal batra l'chatzar mavet. So he followed her to chatzar mavet, which we'll explain simply as the graveyard. Or he had some way of contacting her. Amar la, so he said to her, Zuzai heicha, where'd you put my money? So he asks her, you know, I know you died, but tell me where you left my money. Amralei, she told him, Zil shaklinu mitate tzinura de dasha, go take them from under the way they used to have it was their doors used to turn on a spoke. They didn't have hinges attached to the walls, but rather they had a stick that went out from the door into the ground, and the door used to stand on that. So she told him, it's under that. It's under the what we would call the hinge, but really it's like a pole that goes into the ground. She says, under that, I left your money. Beduch palan, in such and such a place. Ve'ima la le'ima, and tell my mother, tishter li masrikai, that she should send me a comb, ve'guvtai de'kuchla, and a flask, a reed filled with eyeshadow, ba'hade planita de'ate le'machal, together with so-and-so who's going to die tomorrow. So-and-so is dying tomorrow, tell my mother to send me my stuff to beautify myself. Now, obviously, the deceased don't beautify themselves, but she wanted people to cry over her death. She had died young, so she sent word like that. Tell my mother that I still need my comb and my eyeshadow. And Mayadi, the Gemara says, you see from this conversation, that they do know what's going on in this world, because she knew that so-and-so, that girl, was going to die tomorrow. Dilma, the Gemara says, maybe Duma kadimu machizlu. The angel called Duma, he is the angel that's in charge of all the deceased, maybe he announces in advance who's going to die. So the Gemara says, this isn't proof. Maybe the way she knew that this woman was going to die tomorrow, that this girl was going to die tomorrow, she knew it because this angel called Duma announced it. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come here, another proof. And the Gemara is going to bring a proof from the story of Shmuel's father. Now, Shmuel's father is, his name was Abba, just like many rabbis in the time of the Gemara. And Shmuel's father was a very pious Jew. And when he left his wife on some trip, his wife became pregnant with Shmuel. And he said that he had come back and no one knew about it. And he had been home one night and left before anyone knew about it. And Shmuel was his son. And we're going to see from the following story that in heaven they basically validate his father's claim. Throughout the Shas, he is called Shmuel's father. That's his name. Avua de Shmuel. Wherever we encounter him in Shas, and maybe the Shas is stressing the fact that this pious Jew knew what he was talking about. He wasn't making up a story when he said Shmuel is really my son. So we're going to learn the story now about Shmuel's father, and that's what he's known as. He's known throughout the Shas as Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. So here's the story. Tashma, come hear the following proof. Davua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, they put him in charge of watching over money for orphans. He was one of the pious people of town, and they had orphans' money that needed to be watched. They didn't have banks in those days, so they entrusted it to the care of Shmuel's father. Kinach nafshei, when Shmuel's father passed away, lohava Shmuel gabei. Shmuel wasn't with his father. Havuka karule, so they called Shmuel bar achel zuzei diadmi. You're the son of the guy who consumed the money of the orphans. We don't know where he left that money. Your father used the orphans' money. So he saw people were talking and he had to give the orphans their money back. Azala batrei lachatzar mavet. So again, he went after his father to the graveyard. Amaluhu, when he got there, he said, Ba'ina Abba, I want Abba. Amulei Tuba Abba Ika'achia. They said, there are many rabbis here called Abba. Who do you want? Amaluhu, Ba'ina Abba Baraba. I want the rabbi called Abba Baraba. Amulei Tuba Abba Baraba Ika'achia. There are many rabbis called Abba Baraba. Amaluhu, he said, Ba'ina Abba Baraba Avua de Shmuel Heicha. I want Abba, the son of Abba, the father of Shmuel. Where is he? Amule, they told him, Saliklim Tivta Derakia. He left. He's up in the academy in heaven. So we got to fetch him. He's not around. So I always thought that the reason they gave him a hard time was because they wanted to validate, to give us that validation. And maybe to give Shmuel that validation, you should know that he really is your father. Even though there were questions about how your mother got pregnant, your father wasn't around. When he said he came back that night and he was with your mother and then he left and people just didn't see him because he came for a short time, well, he was telling the truth. I always thought that's why this conversation went on. And in heaven, they answered him this way. Because otherwise, why are they giving him such a hard time? Or why does the Gemara bother telling us this complicated story? So he went up to the Academy of Heaven. What? They will in a second. They'll get him in a second. Chazei adehachi chazei lelevi diatev abachai. So while they were getting his father, he saw the rabbi Levi who was sitting outside the academy. Amale amai yativa tabachai. So he asked Levi, "Why are you sitting outside? My time lo salkit. Why don't you go up into the academy? Everyone's learning Torah with Hashem. Why aren't you there?" Amale deamrili. So Levi said to Shmuel, "They tell me." Kol kihanach shani, all those years, the lo salikat limtivtet Rabbi Efes, that you didn't go into the academy when Rabbi Efes was the head of the academy. What happened was, Rabbi Efes became Rosh Yeshiva. I don't remember who was the Rosh Yeshiva that passed away. The Gemara in Ksuba says there was a Rosh Yeshiva that Levi learned by, and Rabbi Efes learned by. And when the Rosh Yeshiva passed away, so Rabbi Efes became Rosh Yeshiva. Levi said, what do I have to go into his shiur for? I know as much as he does. He's not going to teach me. So Levi sat outside. Levi didn't enter the academy because Rabbi Efes really wasn't bigger than him. So Levi said, in heavens, they hold me accountable for that. They tell me, all those years you didn't go into Rabbi Efes' teachings. V'achlishta ledate. So You caused him to have a little bit fainter heart. He felt a little bad about it. So they're telling me, for all those years I didn't go into his academy, They're not letting me into the academy in heaven. They're not letting me in to learn with all the others. Adahachi v'achi, as this was going on, atavua, so Shmuel's father came. Chaziyeh, Shmuel saw his father, dehava kabachi v'achich. He saw his father weeping and smiling. Amale maitama kabachit, so he asked him, why'd you cry? Amale, so his father answered him, le'egel atit, that you're coming here swiftly. Le'egel is like ba'angala. We say in Kaddish, right? Ba'angala, right away, quickly. He said, you're coming here quickly. Maitama achichat, why'd you smile? Dechashivat ba'ayal matuva, because you're very important in this world. His father told him, I see that up here they treat you with great respect. Amale, so Shmuel said to his father, Yichashivna, if they really value me up there, Nailu lelevi, then they should take Levi into the academy. Nailu lelevi, so he's important in the world up there. So they took Levi into the academy. Amale, so now that Shmuel has his father, what did he come for? He came to get the money of the orphans back. So he said to his father, Zuzei diyat meheicha, the money of the orphans, where is it? Amale, his father said to him, Zil, go, Shaklinu, take it, Be'amta derechaya, on the place where the mill is sitting. It's under the mill. Ilai v'tatai didan, the top money, the bottom money is mine. Umetziye, and the middle money, the yatme, belongs to the orphans. I guess he had it in bags or something. Amale, my time avditachi. So he asked his father, why'd you do it that way? Why'd you store the money that way? Amale, he said, iganve, I figured if someone comes to steal, so he'll only see the top pile. And ganve, mignevu, mididan. So they'll steal mine. So I put my money in some type of sash on top. I achla ara, and if the earth causes the money to become it eats away at the money, achla medidan. So mine are on bottom of the orphans, so mine will get hurt and not the orphans. And that's why I left the orphans' money in the middle. The Gemara says, Al Mayadi, you see, they do know what's going on in this world. And says the Gemara says that's not a proof. Din Mashani Shmuel kevan dechashiv makdemi umachezi panu makom. Maybe Shmuel was so important that they announced in heaven, make room, Shmuel's coming up here. So maybe that's how he knew Shmuel was going to die. So that's not proof that they know what's going on down here. So the Gemara says, oh, Shmuel? What?
When he went up, he died?
No, at that moment he didn't die, but a little while later he did. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they do know. And even Rav Yonasan, you remember the conversation began between Rav Yonasan and Rav Chia, where Rav Yonasan quoted the pasuk in Koheles and Ecclesiastes that says the dead don't know anything. So Rav Yonasan, he retracted. He also conceded that the dead do know what's going on in this world. Because Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani quoted Rav Yonatan as saying the following: Minayin lametim shem sefrim zeim ze. How do we know that the deceased talk to one another? Shneimal, as the pasuk says, God says to Moshe, "Vayomer Hashem elav, Zot haaretz. This is the land asher nishbati l'Avraham liYitzchak uliYaakov leimor, that I promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Say the following." What's God telling him? Say the following. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, God was telling Moshe, this is one of the last verses in the Torah. God tells Moshe, Zot ha'aretz asher nishbati l'Avraham nitzav l'Yaakov l'emor, zarcha tenena. Hariticha ve'enecha, I've showed you with your eyes, v'shama lo tavor, and you won't pass over there. And then we enter the last 8 psukim in the Torah. That according to one opinion in the Gemara, this is the last verse Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Then it says Moshe went up the mountain, he went up to Mount Nebo, etc., till the end of the Torah. So, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, God said to Moshe, now it's time to die. Lechem Olem Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, go tell Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the patriarchs, Shuvua Shenishbati Lachem, the promise that I've promised you, Kvar Kiyamti Levnechem, I've already fulfilled it with your children have already conquered part of the land of Israel, and they're entering the rest of the land of Israel. I fulfilled my promise. I brought them into the land.
So God tells Moshe, go tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that I fulfilled my promise. And if you think the dead don't know what's going on in this world, if Moshe tells them, what difference does it make? They don't know what's going on here. So the Gemara says, okay, so they do know what's going on in this world. Still, why did God tell Moshe, go tell Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your children are entering the land of Israel? If they know, so they know, what does he have to go tell them? If Moshe is the messenger of God to tell them the good news, so then they'll have Moshe will be in good standing with them. Okay, so the Gemara's conclusion, the dead know what's going on in this world. They know who's going to die, they know who's living, they know who's important, and they talk to one another. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. The dead know what's going on in this world. Now, even though the dead know what's going on in this world, the Gemara is going to bring a discussion now. In that case, do they care? Can we speak badly about the dead? Meaning, if they know what's going on here, is there a concept of Lashon Hara? Amar Rav Yitzchak said, Kolam Saper Chamit, whoever speaks after the deceased, he speaks about their blemishes, he speaks about how improper they were, He tells bad things about them. Kilum saper chayevin. It's the same as if he talk about a rock. They don't makes no difference. Ikadamid lo yadi. Some say they don't know what each person's saying. Ikadamid yadi v'lo echpatlu. And some say even though they know, they don't care. You can say whatever you want about them. They don't care. Any is that so? V'arav Papa chadishtai milta batrei demar Shmuel. Before Rav Papa recounted the following thing. There was someone who said something. After Mar Shmuel passed away, so he spoke badly about Mar Shmuel. The Nafal Kanya Metalela Ovazal Anakademuche, and some heavy beam fell from the roof and dashed his skull. So he just spoke badly about this rabbi that died, and bam, a beam fell off a roof and dashed his skull. The Gemara says, Shani Tzuba Merabanan, that's different. It's not because Mar Shmuel cares, but if it's a sharp young rabbi, the Kutshabuch Utava Begikre. God demands his honor. It's not that he knows and he cares and he does. God says, wait a second, he's my representative there and God demands his honor. Now, even though technically, according to the Gemara, we could speak Lashon Hara about the deceased, halachically we cannot. There's a Cher Magaonim. The Gaonim put a curse. Whoever speaks badly after someone that died should drop dead. So it's prohibited. But it's prohibited because of this institution in the Gaonic period, the Cherma Gaonim. It's not prohibited because they know or they care.
Where